This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden renewed his commitment Wednesday to send $1,400 checks to millions of adult Americans to boost the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy, but he said he was open to Republican demands to tighten restrictions on who gets the money. In a call to Democratic lawmakers in the House of Representatives and later at the White House at a meeting with the Democratic senators, Biden called for quick passage of his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package that includes the stimulus checks, pushing aside a call by some Republican senators for more limit of a $618 billion deal. The Biden measure includes billions for vaccine distribution and other medical equipment to fight the pandemic. His proposal also would hike the national minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $15, which most Republicans oppose. Senate Democrats on Tuesday put Biden's $1.9 trillion package on a track for fast passage, likely with little or no Republican support. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday that the United Nations would work to mobilize key international actors to pressure Myanmar to make sure that the country's military coup fails. Myanmar's military, the Tatmadaw, seized power Monday, declaring a year-long state of emergency and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and President Min Aung, among others. The coup took place following days of tension between the military and the ruling National League for Democracy, which won the November elections. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. More information on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Internet providers in Myanmar, including state-owned telecom MPT, were blocking access to Facebook-owned services in the country on Thursday, days after the leaders from the military seized power in the coup. Myanmar's Ministry of Communications and Information said Facebook would be blocked until February 7th for the sake of stability. Authorities say the people behind who are troubling the country's stability are spreading fake news and misinformation and causing misunderstanding among people by using Facebook. A Facebook spokesman said the company is urging authorities to restore connectivity so that millions of people in Myanmar can communicate with their families and friends and access important information. A bipartisan report to Congress said on Wednesday the United States should extend the May 1st deadline for pulling all its troops from Afghanistan and make force cuts contingent on progress in peace talks. The Afghanistan study group also said the United States should not simply hand a victory to the Taliban, reflecting criticism that the previous administration of Donald Trump conceded too much to the insurgents in a bid to end America's longest war. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the Biden administration plans to support the peace process, and he noted that it is assessing the Taliban's commitment to cutting ties to Al-Qaeda, lowering violence, and engaging in peace talks. The United Kingdom launched a trial on Thursday to test the effectiveness of mixing two different COVID-19 vaccines. Participants will be given one vaccine dose followed by a second booster shot of a different vaccine. The trial will combine the AstraZeneca Oxford University vaccine with the Pfizer BioNTech one. Scientists will assess the participants' immune responses as well as monitor for any unexpected side effects. About 800 volunteers over the age of 50 are being recruited to take part in the trial, with results expected in June. AstraZeneca's shot is also being tested in combination with Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. And Britain's health chief has hailed a new study suggesting that a single dose of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, saying it supports the government's contentious strategy of delaying the second shot so it can protect more people quickly with a first shot. Britain's decision has been criticized as risky by other European countries. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.